Welcome to the Empowered Parent Podcast with Renee. Being a teenager is hard. Being a parent of a teenager can be even harder. Each episode, we deliver tips, tools, tricks, and stories to help you feel empowered, confident, and energized as the parent of a teenager. Teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way. Now, here's your host, Renee Sinning. Renee is a certified life, leadership, and success coach for teenagers and their parents. She's also a mom of three young adults and an experienced high school educator of 18 years. Renee is well-versed in everything teen. Now, without any further ado, here's Renee.
Hey, parents. Renee Sinning here, teen life coach and parent partner. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about some conversations that I've had with teenagers over the last week or two. In particular, I taught a boot camp just a few days ago called Teen Esteem Academy Boot Camp, and I taught it to five teenagers. These teens happened to be all 13 and 14 year olds, both boys and girls. And we had some really deep conversations, some really insightful conversation, and some things that I thought were worth coming on here to talk about. And so one of the things that came up that's actually kind of been weighing heavy on my heart over the course of our time together was that four out of five of these kiddos, these kids were awesome. Like, before we got into this deep conversation that I'm going to share with you, and we were just talking, like, these are great kids. You know, they have so much to offer. They're kind. They're funny. But four out of five of these kids had tried to commit suicide. Their ages, every single one of them was 13 to 14 years old. And this was not a topic that I expected to talk about. I didn't bring it up. It just one kid, we were talking about something else. And one boy said, you know, I'm 6 months sober. And I'm like, how old are you? And he was 14 years old. He's 6 months sober. And I'm like, wow, that's like amazing that you're 6 months sober. Like, you know, kind of what took you there? How'd you get to that point? Like, no one deserves to be at the point where, because he said he was drinking every day. And because he just didn't believe in himself and he felt, he didn't feel like he was good enough. And so he said, I tried to kill myself. And thank God it didn't work. Well, that conversation snowballed into three more of the teens saying the same thing. I tried to kill myself. Yeah, I tried a couple times. And then one girl said, every time I try, my parents say, I'm just trying to get attention. And so I thought, wow, this is like really powerful stuff. Really sad. Like, it's been weighing on my heart that these kids were all 13 and 14 years old. And so we talked a lot about, you know, what's going on, what they wish their parents understood. And a lot of what came up was that they don't have good communication with their parents. The kids were saying, I want to have better communication with their parents. The kids were saying that these 13 and 14 year olds, and I always stress this to parents, teenagers want to have a good relationship with you. Sometimes they don't have the tools to know how to communicate. And sometimes the parents don't either, because raising teens today is different than when we were kids. It's just a different time. And so we connect with them different and we need to communicate with them different. Teenagers yearn to feel seen, heard, and understood and valued. And when they don't, that's when they resort to things like drinking and drugs and self-harm. And these are all things that these young amazing kids are engaging in. And so we kind of tried to work through that. And they said, my parents don't understand how difficult school is. And they don't understand me as a person. And I do this activity where they hold on to these rocks, these kind of like heavy rocks, and I have them write on them, like the heavy stuff that's weighing them down. There's more to the activity than that. That's just a piece of it. But they wrote things like fear of failure. I wish I could be myself. That's like one of the biggest ones, because I'm looking at these kids thinking, you're amazing as you are. And that's one of the things I try to teach them. Like, you're good enough exactly as you are. And nobody has a right to make you feel less than what you are. But these kids don't believe it. And we talked about how all of this starts with self-belief. We need teens today to believe in themselves. We need them to know that they are enough exactly as they are. Communication with your teenager is so, so important. acknowledging them and validating them every day. Every day, tell them, I understand. Help me to understand, right? Help me to understand what you're feeling is normal. Instead of, like, these kids were telling me how their parents just don't, they're like, my parents don't understand me as a person. They don't believe me. So there's always going to be a trust thing. Like, if the kids have broken their trust, then of course that takes time to build that back. Some of the kids were saying, all I ever do is disappoint my parents. So these are messages that kids are getting. And we know that they're getting all kinds, they have all kinds of stuff coming at them from outside of the home. And so I feel like it's really important inside of the home that we do everything we can as a parent to not impact their self-esteem in a negative way. And a lot of that starts with communication, helping kids feel seen, heard, valued, and that you are enough. And the one kid said, I said, what do you wish your parents understood? And he said, I wish they understood why I do drugs. And I'm like, yeah, that's tough because it's hard for parents to kind of accept the kids do drugs. And so I said, so why are you doing drugs? And he's like, I don't know. I can't quit. And then another boy chimed in and was like, you can quit, which was awesome because this one boy is telling this other boy that, yes, you can quit because I did. And that's the kid that said this kid has said he was drinking every day. Now he's been sober for six months and he is literally 14 years old. And so that was great conversation with them kind of talking back and forth. But the kid said, I said, well, so why do you do drugs? You know? And he said, first he said, I can't stop. And just because, and I said, well, there's always a reason why, right? I mean, you're not doing it for no reason. So kids normally do drugs to fit in. I mean, one reason is just to try it out and fit in, which, I mean, a lot of kids do. But then there's a lot of really deep reasons why kids do it. And so why are you doing it? And it came down to him saying, to escape. I don't feel like I'm, and he wrote on his rock, I'm not enough. And so one thing I told these kids to do was every day, to look at themselves in the mirror in the morning and in the afternoon every day and say, I am enough. And I said, it'll probably feel maybe cringy at first because you don't believe it. But if you do that every day in the morning and at night, whether or not you believe it, you just say those words, how would that feel? And they all were like, yeah, that'd be amazing. Because when I asked them if they believe in themselves, they were all less than 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10 was the highest. Like, and this is just a sampling of 4 out of 5 kids. And we have a whole slew of kids in the world that don't believe in themselves, that have impacted, they've been impacted by COVID socially, but they're also impacted by social media and stories that they believe are true. And they are, so if they're true for them, they're true for them, whether or not they're based on fact. Not believing they're enough, not being told they're enough exactly as they are. Perfection is so overrated. And really, we've got to, as a society, just really help our teenagers to believe in themselves. Because the thing is, a lot of them, this they're not sharing with parents. You know, they're just not sharing it. Because even when we were talking about this, they're like, oh, can we talk about this? I'm like, yeah, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. These kids need to talk. They need to be heard and they need to be listened to. And so the very best case scenario is that that starts with you, the parent, that they're willing to open up with you, to you and share. But a lot of kids aren't, especially if they don't feel, sometimes parents, you guys do everything you can and you're there for them and they still won't open up. And that just might be their personality. That might be because they feel guilt or they feel shame. But opening up those lines of communication, acknowledging and validating your teenager every single day. Put little post-its on their door, you're enough. Practice active listening. You know, when you're talking to them, put down your phone, make eye contact, make sure you have open body language. Make sure it's a good time to talk, right? Because check their body language, check yours. Find those moments in your day and in their day to spend time together to connect, because teenagers want this. And they need this. They really need this. They need to feel understood. They need to feel heard. And even if you believe that, like if they say, oh, no one understands me and you feel like you're doing everything, perception is everything, right? So it's kind of like we need to get into their brain and have those deeper conversations and those deeper connections where you can kind of let them know that, hey, I want to understand you and I want to know what's going on. And I want you to be open with me, because kids feel judged. They feel embarrassed. They feel guilty. They feel I'm not good enough. They feel they already disappoint their parents. They disappoint their teachers. They're disappointed in themselves. And we need to shift this for today's teens. It's so important that teenagers believe in themselves and that they like themselves. And so many parents come to me and they say, I wish my kid was more motivated. Or, you know, my teenager's angry all the time, and I get that. But there's something to that. If they're not motivated, there's a reason why. So I often go back to that tip of the iceberg analogy. What you're seeing on the outside is just the tip of the iceberg. It is not what's really going on. What's really going on with them is the underneath stuff. That I'm not good enough, the guilt, the shame, the embarrassment, the feeling not smart, I don't fit in, no one likes me, whatever the stories are that kids are telling themselves today is what we need to address. What you're seeing on the outside, if you're seeing signs on the outside that things aren't quite right, that your kid's angry or extra emotional or, you know, not motivated or whatever that may be, there's more to the story. And so what do you need to do to help your teenager get past that? What kind of support did they need? What can you do that you have control over? Because you don't have control over everything. So you can control how you show up, but not how they react, right? Does that make sense? And so you can do everything you can in your power. And if we're lucky, that will be enough and your teenager will open up to you. If not, there are people out there that can still support them, whether that's a teacher, a counselor, a therapist, me. Like I work, my real specialty with teenagers is on building up that self-esteem and that self-belief, and that motivation comes after the fact, but that confidence, it starts with them believing in themselves, with them feeling good enough about who they are, that they don't let other people influence them in a negative way. They use their voice. They hold themselves accountable. They hang out with people that feel good to them, not with kids that are toxic to them, right? They make choices that feel good to them because they believe in themselves and they like themselves and they have that self-esteem. And that is very much my specialty as I work with teenagers, because I believe in what I've seen, that's the foundation. That is the root. That is the root. So we can put tools in place to help kids get better grades. We can get them a tutor. And all of that stuff is important and good to do. But what's really, really important to help with the motivation piece is that they believe they can do it, that they believe they're good enough. What's really important with them in finding their place socially, especially if they have toxic friendships, is believing they deserve more. Right? Is feeling good about who they are. And so question yourself, where's my teenager? Where's their self-esteem? Where is their self-belief? What could be different? What if your teenager saw themselves as a leader? I ask teens all the time. I was just talking to a teen on one of my one-on-one calls the other day. And I said, and this is a newer teen client. He's a 14-year-old boy. And I said, do you see yourself as a leader? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And I go, if you had to rank yourself 1 to 10 as a leader, where would you see yourself? And he was at a 4 to 10. And I said to him, you know why I love that number? And he said, why? And I said, because we're going to improve that. I said, how would it feel if you saw yourself as a leader and you were like an 8 out of 10? He was like, oh, that would feel great. And I said, because, you know, teenagers are leaders. And anyone that, if they thought of, started to think of themselves as a leader, in their own right, as in I have a leader over my own life. I get to lead how I show up. And all that entails, that would go a long way. And again, having them make choices that support them, that feel good to them, rather than kind of falling by the wayside and let other people dictate how they show up and how they feel and how they move about in their world. And so, yeah, so this podcast was really kind of just me talking about stuff I've seen that I'm just so passionate about helping teens build that self-belief, self-confidence, self-esteem, self-leadership. That's also important in them being happy, which is what we want, right? We want teens to be happy and to feel good in their own skin and to feel like they can be themselves. When that teen wrote on the rock in my class, "I wish I could be myself," it's just heart-wrenching, right? Because yourself is good enough. And that's just a message I can't say over and over again. So that's kind of all I have to say on this podcast. I really just wanted to share that. And I guess the main takeaway is teens want to have a good relationship with you. And so I will see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to ReneeSinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.